DNA is capable of revealing how prehistoric human societies were organized. New research shows that in one ancient Celtic community, women were at the center of their social network. Science reporter Ari Daniel has more.
For millennia, couples have had to decide where to live.
And for the vast majority of human history, societies were sort of centered around ties of kinship. So you're deciding whose family you're going to live with.
Lara Cassidy is a geneticist at Trinity College Dublin, and she says that in Britain, during the Neolithic period and Bronze Age, from about 4,000 to 800 BCE, prehistoric human societies tended to be something called patrilocal.
Where women move, they leave their home upon marriage, and they go join the village, the community of their husbands.
Which could be difficult for these women.
It separates them from their families. You're coming in as a relative stranger.
Researchers know that women joined their husbands' communities by examining the ancient DNA of groups that were buried together from this time period.
When most of the men are sharing the exact same Y chromosome, which is passed from father to son, that means they all descend from a recent male ancestor through the male line.
After the Bronze Age came the Iron Age, a period where relatively little's known about how societies were structured, though there are hints that at least some women in Britain did have a degree of influence.
Sometimes there's sort of a knee-jerk reaction whenever you hear about a female ruler or find a very wealthy burial to assume it's an exception.
That's why Cassidy was eager to collaborate on studying the remains of an unusually well-preserved Iron Age burial site of a Celtic tribe dating from about 100 BCE to 100 CE in what's now southern England. She and her team sequenced the ancient DNA of 50-some individuals from the dense bone that surrounded their inner ears.
When we finished the first quite big batch of samples, we immediately saw that there was something special about this site.
The men in this community didn't share a Y chromosome. Rather, individuals shared mitochondrial DNA, which is passed to children from their mothers.
And that's when I was like, oh my God, this is a community where a lot of people are related along the female line. This is matrilocality, and it's rare.
Matrilocality, where the men left their families to live with their wives. That is, the women stayed put in their communities.
So they're not just mothers and wives, they're also daughters and sisters and cousins, right? They're embedded in a much wider network. So they have a much greater support system.
Women weren't necessarily in charge per se, but she says they had status and influence over family finances, decisions, and property. Cassidy and her colleagues found the same thing when they inspected hundreds of Iron Age genomes from cemeteries across Britain.
That's when we're like, oh God, this is widespread on the island. This is probably a custom that stretches back many centuries.
The research is published in the journal Nature.
I was impressed by the article, but I'm not surprised that there were matrilocal societies in the past.
That's because although matrilocality isn't common, it does make up some 15% of the anthropological record, says Carol Ember. She's a cultural anthropologist affiliated with Yale University who wasn't involved in the study. Ember says there's something interesting about matrilocal societies. They often speak a different language from their neighbors, in this case Celtic, evidence they probably migrated from somewhere else.
If you intruded successfully into other people's territory, it means that you would have to be pretty successful at war.
Matrilocal societies, it turns out, tend to do well at fighting external wars. Ember, Lara Cassidy, and others suggest this is presumably due to a lack of internal feuding and broader tribal unity. Still, much remains unknown about this Celtic tribe, as well as the many groups of prehistoric humans scattered across space and time, says Cassidy.
I think there's going to be loads more surprises, and we need to stay open-minded as we start to delve into it.
For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.